You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. John Hockenberry is away today, but we do have New York Times editor Marcus Mabry, who's hanging out with us. And it's day five, Marcus, of The Takeaway's trip through the swing states leading up to the national conventions, and that would be with Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein and our producer Adam Hirsch. They have been going through the states as we move toward the beginning of the Democrats' convention, which begins in Denver on Monday, and the Republicans, which begins the following Monday in St. Paul. Good morning, Andrea. Where are you today?
Good morning, Adora. I feel like I hit the jackpot today.
Uh-oh.
I'm staying in St. Louis, looking out over the Mississippi River and the famous Gateway Arch.
It's a stunning day.
Well, it's dark here. It's morning. It's earlier than there.
But you're really in Bush country. This is in a state that voted in 2000 and 2004 for President Bush.
That's right. And Missouri is doing pretty consistently polling for McCain right now. However, it's still considered a swing state. It went for Bill Clinton in both of his elections, and statewide there have been some hotly contested elections. The statewide offices have gone back and forth and back and forth. Right now there's one Republican, one Democrat in the Senate. So that gives you a sense of where it's going. Yesterday we went out to Washington, Missouri, and I have to confess we were attracted by the notice on their website that it was the heart of Missouri's wine country. But when we got there, we found...
So you got a lot of work done yesterday,
yeah,
you and Adam, right, Andrea?
I promise you we didn't go taste any wine until we talked to about a zillion people. The town looked like something right out of Mark Twain. It was red brick buildings, an old main street, the roads gently sloping down to the river. There were trains going by. And we sort of stationed ourselves outside of Drogi's supermarket, which is where lots of people were going in and out. There's a lot of support for McCain, and at one point when I was interviewing people, out came the owner of the supermarket himself, Butch Drogi, who made a point of telling me that his family had owned the supermarket since 1867. But he was sort of talking to me about the essential conservatism of the people who lived in the town, and how the town wasn't in such economic trouble because people had been economically prudent. And here's Butch Drogi.
They're going to save some money before they're going to put a down payment on a house. They're not going to take this house for free or sweat equity and... So they were taught that by their parents and their parents before that on the thing, you know. And what the good thing about this town is that the young people go to college and they're coming back to our town to live, to raise their family.
So given this close-knit and conservative, or I should say economically conscious community, who are they supporting?
There were lots and lots of McCain supporters there, not surprisingly. Washington, as it turns out, is located in Franklin County, which is a bellwether county. The editor of the paper there was telling us that in every presidential but one, it's gone with the winner. But, you know, there was some dissatisfaction. And I know throughout the week we've gotten some comments on the website. Do people want change? What issues are important? Are they dissatisfied? So I talked to Judy Pesca, who is the owner of the second time around store. They were selling clothes and other used items. And, you know, I was talking to her about Obama because she said she was unhappy with the country and unhappy with the war. And I said, well, you know, Obama says he agreed with you on the war from the beginning. This is what her answer was.
Well, I know he said he was against it right from the start. I was too. But the trick is, how do you get that many troops out of an area and protect the last ones that are there? They're going to have to figure out some way to leave there. Change is always good, but change to what? I want to see a change in our foreign policy. I would want us to get along better there. The economy definitely needs help. We could tell down here on Main Street for a long time that there's been a problem, and I love that when Bush came out, we might have a little slowdown. It's like, yeah.
And, you know, she went on to say, you know, that's the thing about not knowing people enough to know what kind of change they're going to make. So I think that sums up where a lot of the Midwest is now. They don't like where the country is, but they're not yet sure Obama is a safe hand or a safe tiller in the storm.
Marcus Mabry, what do you think of that? You cover politics for the New York Times, and Andrea's spent the whole week going through swing states and found many of this same ambivalence.
Well, I think Andrea's reporting is exactly, revelatory of where the nation is right now. I think you really even feel it, looking at the politics and covering the politics. We're kind of on this, knife's edge right now where the American electorate could fall over either way, to one side or the other, of the fence. And it's interesting because I think, as Andrea said, Americans definitely, they do want change, but they don't yet understand what change Obama in particular offers. McCain is kind of, they don't see change at all with McCain, and they do affiliate him, and as our latest poll from the Times shows, affiliate him with Bush and the policies of the last 8 years, and more of the status quo, more of the same. At the same time, they don't know what change Obama is offering. He started to strike a much more populist tone lately. He started talking a lot more in depth about his economic plan. I think what we're going to see next week at that Democratic National Convention is an entire kind of roadmap to America's future as the Obama campaign sees it. They've got no choice at this point. We're getting closer and closer to this election.
Andrea,
what's astounding about all of this to me is that, Obama has spent millions and millions of dollars this summer trying to introduce him to people, and people are pretty much back where they were during, May and June, saying, I don't know him. They're still bringing up the Reverend Wright. People are still bringing up his religion. So his ad campaign is switching sharply negative, and I think that it's to try to answer the doubt that the McCain campaign has placed in these swing voters about Barack Obama. Now they feel like they have to make people doubt McCain, otherwise this election won't go the way they want.
Andrea, where are you going next? What's up for you this weekend?
Adora, we're going to Denver, and we will see you there on Monday.
Most excellent. Andrea Bernstein, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Takeaway's political director. You can check out her and Adam's trip online. They've been blogging about it, and you can listen out for her reports next week in Denver. And Marcus Mabry is going to stick with us. He's the New York Times editor, and now we're going to turn it over to Femi Okeh, who's got some headlines for us. Femi?
Thanks, Adore. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.